BadgerCast, number 6.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland, welcome to BadgerCast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show!
From the Hollywood in Vegas soundtrack, that was Ricky Van Shelton with Wear My Ring Around Your Neck.
So, Dale, well, are you wearing my ring around your neck?
Only if it's a noose. Welcome to BadgerCast, your slice of Badgerland for a Monday night, the
28th of July.
July.
Yeah.
A mere 13 days before we head out to the new media.
13 days? Oh, wow.
In Las Vegas, Nevada.
Got a lot of packing to do.
No, we have a little packing to do because I am not taking anything but a carry-on.
Okay.
Because I don't know if AirTran Airlines will charge us $10 or $25 or $600
we'll figure it out. Okay. So hello to all you returning listeners, and thanks for tuning in to all the new listeners that may be out there.
Welcome.
Yes.
All right. Well, it has been a month.
It has been a very busy month.
Yes, it has.
Since we last podcasted.
Yes. And, you know, it's been so busy that I couldn't even remember all the stuff to put on the show notes.
I'm betting that there's going to be some additions made because I'm looking at the show notes.
They're pretty sparse, actually.
And they're very sparse.
And it's just like, well, okay, what do we do? I can't remember what I did yesterday, let alone what I did a month ago. But you're here, so you're going to be helping me remember.
Isn't that wives, now that I've stumbled over my tongue, isn't that what wives always do for their husbands? They're the memory card.
If it's not them, it's their secretary. Or their PDA.
And I know that you don't have a secretary.
Or a PDA.
Well, you have a PDA.
Somewhere.
Kind of. Maybe working. Onward.
All right. So, why don't you start out, dear?
Oh, I hate when you do that. Okay. Gee, busy month, huh? Well, there are multiple things that we've done in the I've done in the last month. You know, work is work, and drives me crazy some days, drives me not so crazy other days. You know, it's there. We had a visit to the cornfields in Illinois.
Should we do that one after our Summerfest trip?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to cover. So, I mean, since our last podcast, we have done the Summerfest thing. We have gone camping in there a couple times. And then we've done the cornfields, and we have a story to tell about the cornfields. Not so much where Red Boy happens to be with that Zuldemi, but a neighboring area.
Okay, but let's start off with Summerfest.
Okay, Summerfest was a blast, and I have to say thank you to Barely and his daughter and to Jen and Alan from DinkyCast. We had a great time. I think everybody had a great time. We had a little bit of a problem with the weather when we first got there.
It rained cats and dogs for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, probably closer to a half hour, 45 minutes. Yeah. But we occupied ourselves in the kitty karaoke tent.
Yes, and I have a sad thing, and I even have to let the little one know about this.
Who happens to be listening to us right now. And doing a very good job of being quiet while she's listening.
Okay. I had taken pictures of her and her brother singing karaoke with the digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was that the camera was full, and the camera did not tell me it was full. So it took pictures, and it acted like it recorded something.
But it didn't?
But it didn't.
Is there a way to get them off just from what's on the screen, maybe?
I don't think so. I just think it goes into Etherland.
So we thought we had those pictures left because said little Olivia accidentally
Looked through them
and got rid of the video.
Maybe.
We'll see. They had a great time doing that. And I was very surprised that both Olivia and Josh got up there because they have never done anything like that before in their lives. And they got up there, were a little tentative at first, but by the end, they were doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. I went on the sky ride with Ben.
And Barely, right?
And, well, Ben and I were in the one car, and then behind Ben and I was Barely and his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So we waved at each other and had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been on the sky ride since probably when I was in college.
Girlfriend, were you on?
Oh, I don't remember. It must have been a girlfriend.
In college? That's when you were dating me.
Not the whole college.
Well, there's only about,
2 years when I wasn't dating you.
Oh, this was way in the beginning of the college. Well, then we might give you a little slack there.
Oh, you might.
Might. Okay. Onward.
Well, then we went and listened to Eli Paperboy Reed and the True Loves.
Yes.
They were good. Rockabilly, kind of Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
I missed that part because I was doing stuff with the boys.
Then we went and heard the Bodines.
The Bodines were fun.
Yes.
Lots of memories there.
God, I feel old.
Yeah, not so much old, but I remember them in college, and they were out of college, too.
And they're as old as we are.
So. They are. Mm-hmm. But it was very fun to do. To go to that part, and all the kids did amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And cutest thing was Barely's little girl falling asleep in the stroller listening to the Bodines.
Yes, that was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Olivia and Barely's daughter had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're missing each other.
So
okay. What's that next on your list? We went camping a couple times in there.
Yes, we went camping for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably the closest camping we have ever done.
Closest to our house?
Closest to our house.
I think that's debatable. Because we have camped at Ottawa, and that's about the same distance.
True.
But it is the more primitive camping because they had no electric hookups. They had water, but you had to walk a couple campsites away to the community water well thingy and pit toilets.
Yes.
And I saw an interesting thing with pit toilets this time. Somebody actually had a scented candle, like one of the big 3-4 inch candles in the pit toilet. And I'm like, I laughed. I was just like, I've seen many things, but candle to freshen up a pit toilet, kind of over the top. But we had a blast because they had a nice beach, and that beach has nice sand area on it that's kept up and lifeguards for the kids, so you don't have to be as attentive
vigilant,
to your kids.
Yes.
And we spent pretty much 90% of our time at the beach.
For 2 days. Two full days.
Two full days, right?
And
kids had a lot of fun. It was nice to get out in a way and just kind of by ourselves.
Let's see. Then that brings us to
invading the cornfields.
Invading the cornfields. If you happen to hear the last Badger Cast, or it's not really the last Badger Cast that we did, but I also put the our invasion of the Red Boy podcast
onto
the
Red Boy podcast with us as guests.
Yes.
Yes, we had a lot of fun with that. We drove down. It took us, what, 3.5-4 hours to get
actually
down there.
Actually, faster than I thought it would take.
That's because we didn't go through Chicago. We didn't go the way MapQuest wanted us to go. That's the kicker there. Yeah, MapQuest wanted us to go almost an hour out of our way.
Via Gary.
I don't know so much about Gary, but coming all the way to the lake, basically, in Milwaukee, and then cutting back over. And we avoided that.
Yes, we went through Rockford.
Yes, we did. And we got to the campsite, and there was the beginning of the nickel and diming of the Illinois State Park System.
We were badgered by tolls. We were badgered
tolls
by
was just
fees.
One of them.
We were badgered by bad service.
Oh yeah, underline that one. First off, tolls. Are they consistent?
No.
We found that out. We go through one toll. Car says 50 cents. It says a dollar. We go through, normally we would be a dollar, but we have the camper with us. One extra axle.
285.
285 total. Go to the next toll. $1 for cars. $2 for us. Or two and a quarter.
Two and a quarter.
And then getting back on the way back home, $1 for cars, 45 for us. I don't understand the rhyme or reason to the Illinois toll system.
There is none.
Well, years ago, and then we're talking back in, fourth grade for me when we lived in the Chicago area, it was one set fee per axle. So if you had, if a car was 50 cents at 25 cents an axle and you had a camper, then it was 75. I'd hate to hear what the price is for a semi going through there.
Well, I don't know. I would think that most semis that go through Chicago at any more than once or twice are going to get an I-pass.
But that's beside the point. Whether you have an I-pass or not, you're still paying the frickin' toll.
Oh, but you pay half as much if you have an I-pass than if you pay cash.
Okay, but still, the same fee applies. The same consistent way they do the, or I should say, inconsistent way that they do the tolls. Even if they're paying half the toll because they have the I-pass, they're still going to be paying God knows what each and every time they go through a toll. So even if
Correct.
They paid $5 without the I-pass, paid $2.50 with the I-pass, and the car was only paying 50 cents and they're paying 25 cents with the I-pass, there's still the discrepancy. It's just the I-pass is 50% off of whatever inconsistency is already there. I think I said that right. You've gotten me all confused now. It must be from being talking about Illinois. So tolls were seemingly nickel and diming us. Mm-hmm. Then we get to the state park, and in Illinois, they do not have state park stickers.
Yeah. In Wisconsin, you know, we get taxed a lot here. We do.
Yes.
Comparatively to other states and other parts of the country, we're up there in the tax bracket, not only for gas tax, which pays for the roads, but also for income tax and all that kind of stuff.
Right, but when we go to a state park, we pay one fee. First off, we have our yearly sticker. And granted, you don't have to have a yearly sticker. You can pay for that when you go in, but you pay one sticker fee, and that's it. And that fee, if you buy the sticker like we do for the year, gets me into any state park in the state of Wisconsin for the year.
Mm-hmm. And it's, what is it, 20?
18 bucks.
It's 18 bucks a car.
Right.
So it's
$36 for the year for us, gets us into any state park anywhere in the state for the year.
For
that 36 bucks.
That 36
and
bucks.
Considering where we live in Wisconsin, where there are multiple state parks around and trails and what have you, that's a very good use of
that's
our money.
That's a great deal.
Great deal. But so when we go into the park, there's no fee again. We just pay the basic campsite fee. Now,
right.
In Illinois, they have no state park sticker. You may or may not pay to get into the park, and then you pay for your campsite. Now, campsite prices were about the same. It was mm-hmm. $20 a night where we were in Clinton, and that did include an electric hookup at that site.
Right.
Water was a communal pump at the beginning of the loop. But everything else in that park that you did
was a fee.
So when we went to check out the beach, it was a fenced-in beach. You couldn't just walk in. You had to go through a main housing little area, and there's these big signs that said that they reserved the right to search anything that you brought in, and then it was a buck or two each person that came in. And, you know, we didn't check out the hiking trail to see if they had a fee for that. And I think we touched on it a little bit during the Red Boy podcast that if you were going to put a boat in the water or a jet ski or something like that, it didn't sound like there was a fee for that. But everything else, it's just give me a little here, give me a little here. And we're so used to the Wisconsin area where you pay the one fee to get into the park, and once you're in the park, you can take part of whatever is there without additional fees. So it's different. The other thing that's really different about Illinois is they do not have a central scheduling system, for lack of a better word, when it comes to reserving campsites. As Wisconsin is on Reserve America, where you can go to the reserveamerica.com, you can
there's
pick
a
your
Wisconsin
park,
park net well, that, site too, right?
Right, but it is when it comes to reservations, that's hooked up to reserveamerica.com along with the other states that partake.
Okay.
So that when you go online and you look for the park that you want to go to, and then you look for camping or what have you, and you put in your stuff, you can sit there and say, I want to reserve X days during this month at this site on this thing, and put it through on your credit card or debit card and be done with it, have it printed off, everything taken care of. Illinois is back in the Stone Ages. They do everything by snail mail, and they only have a handful of sites that can be reserved. Everything else is first come, first serve.
I mean, it was a nice park.
It was very nice.
But it was very full.
But it was full. And had we not come
early enough,
like we did, because we got there before 4, we would not have gotten a site. Then we would have been A, driving around, B, knocking on the Red Boy door, or C, driving home.
Well, luckily we had a good campsite.
We did. I liked how they had it done in small loops, kind of like a clover type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that it didn't, it wasn't very crowded with campers. You had your own little sections of like probably 10, 15 campsites. Bathrooms were easy to walk to. Showers were decent.
Mm-hmm. The size of the campsites were amazing. They were almost double the size of what you get most places. The actual campsites themselves.
Well, it depends on where you're going. Are you comparing that to Wisconsin? Or are you comparing that to other places in that are private grounds?
Well, I'm comparing it to some state parks in Wisconsin.
And some state parks in Wisconsin are smaller, but for the most part, state parks in Wisconsin have bigger sites. But the private campgrounds in Wisconsin, much smaller. You feel like you're a sardine because you're right next to each other. And they're a lot more crowded with different things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of depends on where you're going. And we spent pretty much the whole day on Saturday with the Red Boy people. And if you want to hear about that, you need to tune in to Red Boy Podcast.
Episode 153.
Yes, it was.
And you can find that at
redboypodcast.com.
And we also have it linked on our site at badgercast.com.
Okay. Well, on to the really bad part of that weekend. Which was the first...
Should we take a break before this?
Okay, sure. We'll take a break.
All right. From the PodSafe Music Network, we've got an artist from Wisconsin.
Really?
Yes.
And who is this?
It is the group called The Q, and you can find them at myspace.com, Mind The Q, and this is What's Wrong With You?
Sounds interesting.
Smile as the lights begin to fade. Pack up your things and walk away. They're on to you. They're on to you. Magic is only in the bay. Brilliant fever gone astray. Small pot dreams where the colors scream. Radiant and white. And you always wanted someone to hold. Make you better. You always wanted someone to show. Yeah.
From the PodSafe Music Network, that was The Cue from Stevens Point and What's Wrong With You. Welcome back.
So we're back to talk about the Pizza Hut story. We decided after a four-hour drive, getting down, setting up camp when it's in the 80s and it's hot and muggy and humid and blah, I wasn't going to start a fire. So we decided to drive back into Clinton and hit the Pizza Hut. Air conditioned, sit down, get a good night's sleep, and then start. And I really had no plans for dinners and stuff because we didn't know what we were going to be doing with everybody else. So we walk into Pizza Hut. And this Pizza Hut probably hasn't been redecorated since the 1980s. A very old, I mean, not dirty, but just old, not up to present Pizza Hut standards where we've been lately. And we walk in, you see the big wait to be seated sign. And there's five of us, there's two people ahead of us. And we stand and wait and try to get somebody's attention and wait. This goes on for about 15, 20 minutes before the waitress comes and goes, well, why don't you guys just go seat yourselves? And thinking that she was going to follow us to the table with menus, but that's not what happened. So we go find a booth. The other two find a booth. We wait another 5, 10 minutes before she comes back with menus. And then she goes, well, how many menus would you like? And I believe I said 3, didn't I?
Yes.
And as you had 2 menus on your side and Josh and I were sharing a menu on my side and I have this open and I'm reading a menu, she plops a 4th down on top of it in front of me. And I'm like, okay. It's rude. You've asked a question. I've answered the question. And you disregard what you asked, or what I asked. Strike one against her. You're about to say something.
Strike one?
Okay, strike two.
I thought strike one was not sitting us in a reasonable amount of time.
Well, was that her fault, or was that one of the other people who was working there's fault? We'll give that strike two against the business, strike one against her. How's that?
All right.
Onward with the process here. Then she comes back to the table and she asks us for our drink orders. And I believe the kids all ordered what they wanted. Ben wanted bottled water. I wanted bottled water. You had asked for a regular glass of water and a beer.
Right.
And she kind of gave us this look, didn't say anything, wrote her stuff down and said, and then she repeated the order. Two bottled waters, one regular glass of water, the sodas and the beer. And we're like, yeah. She comes back about, I don't know, 3 or 5 minutes later. It wasn't rather quick, but it wasn't overly long. With 3 tap glasses of water, your beer and the 2 sodas. And I'm kind of looking at her. And I'm like, at this point, I'm hot, I'm sticky, I just want to get over it. I didn't say anything. I'll drink the tap water.
Strike two.
Yes. And then we ordered. Ordering went fine. You know, the kids all ordered what they wanted. We're okay. We get the order in. She repeats it back to us. Yep, that's what we want. And then we wait. And we wait. And we wait some more. And I'm looking around at everybody else. There are what, 5 tables total there? And everybody else is waiting. And waiting. I'm seated facing the register in the kitchen. So I see our waitress, 2 managers, or what appear to be managers because they were wearing different colored shirts than the rest and seemed to be going back and forth, and probably 3 other people who were putting pizzas together and stuff. And I'm watching them. And then I'm looking around. And I'm like, okay, there are, what did I say, almost 6 to 7 people, employees of this place, 5 tables, and not one of us has a server or anybody coming back out to ask us if, would you like another beer? Would you like another soda? Nothing. Did anybody come up to us and say anything about, we're sorry about a wait on your order? No. I'm thinking it was probably, what, close to 25 minutes or so when the server comes back out with an order of breadsticks, plops them down on the table and goes, here are your breadsticks. And if I remember, I promptly and nicely said, we didn't order any breadsticks.
Strike three.
Oh, no. Strike three was her response. Her response was, they told me you ordered these. And I'm thinking to myself, they? Nobody else has been at this table. You took our order. You wrote our order down. You repeated our order. There were no breadsticks in said order. She picks up the breadsticks and walks away after I said, we didn't order any breadsticks. She waltzes back about 3 minutes later, plops the breadsticks back down on the table, and says something to the effect of, they say you get these breadsticks because it's going to be a wait for your pizza. Okay, that's strike three. Actually, three and four. Because...
strike four.
You fool. Because what should have happened would have been coming back to the table and saying, there has been a delay in your order. We are very sorry about that. Can we compensate you in some way as an A? Can we offer you an appetizer of your choice? Or B, could we take something off the bill? Or saying, if you don't want an appetizer, we will take X off the bill. Instead of plopping an order of breadsticks down on a table with three hungry kids who, gee, is mom or dad going to be able to graciously say, take those back as they've already dug into them because they're so hungry because they've been waiting so long for their pizzas? No.
It kind of felt to me like, a carryout order ordered breadsticks they didn't want. Maybe we'll throw them at the people from Wisconsin.
They didn't know if you were from Wisconsin. But you bring up a very good point. They were more concerned about their carryout takeout business, delivery business, than they were with the five tables sitting in their establishment. And I don't care how much you rely on your takeout or carryout or whatever have you business. If there are people in your place of business, you wait on those people in your place of business. The carryout order isn't there. The takeout order may be, and he may, and I've done this too. If I'm in a place that serves people and has takeout, I understand that takeout may take a little longer since they're waiting on the people that are actually seated at a table. So they got the priorities a little screwed up, in my opinion. So that was what strike are you on now? Four?
Four so far.
Okay. Strike five was when she came back to the table several minutes later, probably closer to 10 minutes later, and she had our pizza, and she puts our pizza down. She does not, recut it and serve the first piece like most Pizza Hut places do. She just plops the pizza down, goes. I think she made sure we had plates. Not positive. But then
the plates were delivered with
With the breadsticks. Thank you. I do remember that. But then she leaves and she comes back with a big container of sauce. And she goes to put this container of sauce down on the table and she drops it in front of me.
And proceeds to spill it all over the table.
Back up a second. Yes, it drops. It spills all over the table, almost spilling all over me. And I go to take my napkin to start wiping it up, and she kind of pushes my hand out of the way, and she takes her order pad, and she squeegees clean the table with her order pad. And I am just like,
Strike six?
Could have been, yeah. I think we're up to six. There's so much more I could sit and count on. We won't go there. But rather than saying, just a second, let me get a bar rag and wipe it up and clean it up the normal way, she squeegees off the table with her order pad and then kind of just walks away and we never see her. And as we're finishing up our stuff, as I said, she never came back again. She didn't ask. The only time she came back to that table, there were twice when we signaled her because nobody had come back to ask for refills on drinks. And if I remember rightly, I made a comment to you. I'm like, how is that lone beer? And you didn't get that comment at first, did you?
I got it, but I didn't get it. Let's put it that way. I had anticipated drinking one beer because that's all I wanted, really.
Well, I didn't know that. She didn't know that because she never asked.
But she didn't ask if I wanted another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, you know, you're right. I don't have another beer and I don't have another water.
I know. She didn't ask any of that stuff. And then the time that she came back to the table without being summoned over, she brought the bill and the little foldy doohickey thing and put it, and everybody does this, they put it towards the guy. You know, they don't put it in the middle of the table, and they don't ask who gets the bill. They just automatically assume that the guy's going
to
pay.
And I automatically give it to you.
Yes, you do. Because you hate and can't figure out tips, among
in
other
my
things.
In my defense, you're there. I don't have to.
So she
because I would have given her a tip, and you would have crucified me.
Oh, yes, I would have. So she puts it down. Dale puts it towards me. I figure out what the bill is, and I'm like, there is no way. Normally, I would give a very small tip for inadequate service, but this was way beyond inadequate service.
But you did take a comment card.
I did. And I did something with that comment card.
What did you do with the comment card?
Back up before we get to the comment card. So then she never came back. I had the money out in the little foldy thing, and usually they see the credit card or the money sticking out there to come back to the table and take care of it. She never came back. So I needed to walk up to the register and pay and encountered one of the managers. And I'm waiting for her to say something. She doesn't say a damn thing about, I'm sorry about the service. I'm sorry about the wait. And nothing. She takes my money. She doesn't make a comment. I walk out. I walk out with that comment card. And as I'm looking at the comment card, I'm reading the little sign that's posted above the cash register. There are 7 things listed. And it says, if you can say no to any one of these service questions, please see the manager. I don't think I said no to any of the 7. I mean, yes, to any of the 7. I think I answered no to all of them.
So we're at like 8 strikes?
Oh, I'm not even counting anymore. Somebody can call me and tell me later. So then,
and that number is 206, 202, 2008.
So we get home, and we'd been home probably 3-4 days, and I take the comment card out, and I started to fill out the comment card, and I get to the bottom, and they actually had an email address for comments. So instead of filling out the card and sending in the card, I went to the email option, and I just went through the whole scenario. And if
not only that, but you wrote a rough draft because
did you find the rough draft?
I found the rough draft. I was cleaning up the desk here yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and the living room. It was quite funny.
It wasn't. Like I said, I was just going to say before I was interrupted by you again. I can't remember exactly how I said it. Stop giving me the eye. I can't remember exactly how I said it, but I think I ended this little letter to them with, I waitressed, and I waitressed for 10 plus years, and never could I have gotten away with that. And my bosses at the time, they would never have allowed any of that at all, let alone the last person I worked for being my father. So, you know, it's all about customer service. And, you know, and then I must have said something. I don't remember exactly how I ended it. I got an email 2 days later, and this comment line is not to that particular restaurant.
It's corporate.
I don't know if it's corporate or regional.
Okay.
I'm assuming regional, but I'm not positive. But they said that they had gotten my email, and they were concerned.
And no shit.
And that they were forwarding it to the manager of said Pizza Hut in Clinton. And I am waiting. I haven't heard anything since. And it's been, 3-4 days now?
So you'll get a coupon for $5 off your next purchase at a Central Illinois Pizza Hut.
We'll see. I don't know what to expect. I mean, at least they acknowledged that I sent it and that they were concerned about it. And now it's in their court. We'll see what happens. So maybe we'll have more info on that on our next episode.
To be continued.
Yes. So that was Clinton. The rest of my several weeks here with what's been going on with me is that I've been doing a lot of stuff with kids. So we've been doing the library reading program. Josh decided to take up knitting, and he's doing an awesome job. I'm looking at his stuff right now, and for a beginner, I mean, he's never knitted before. It's neat. It's orderly. It's well spaced. It looks awesome. He's doing really well with that. And I today took the kids out to learn to play tennis. I mean, why are you smiling?
Better you than I.
Well, you know what? They actually surprised me. Josh can hit it. He does a very good job of attempting to hit it. His eye-hand coordination's a little off there. When he does connect with it, though, it's off the court. It's over the fence and gone. Ben and I actually played pretty decent volley of tennis. He can hit it. He can hit it with some accuracy. He can get it not even on the court. He can get it in between the lines that he needs to put it to. And then there's Olivia, who's like swatting at it, kind of like swatting at a fly. And she's laughing about that right now. Okay, Peanut Gallery, settle down. So we had a lot of fun. And so this afternoon I went out and bought some kid rackets, and we're going to be out playing again. That was me. What's you been up to these last 4 weeks?
Working?
Nothing else?
Going camping.
Yes.
Invading the cornfields.
Yes, we already heard that.
And preparing for surgery, or at least psychologically preparing for surgery.
Uh-huh. So, when is this procedure scheduled for?
After the summer.
That's probably a good thing.
I'm supposed to go into the doctor's at the end of August. And with a tentative surgery scheduled for the second or third or fourth week of September.
Oh, we'll have stuff to talk about then.
Yes.
How Dale does on narcotics.
It should be fun. I may not remember it, but it should be fun.
Yeah. Anything else going on with you?
Well, I'm looking for a job.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one.
Yeah. So, it's been 13 years. Since I've had to look for a job.
I know. It's kind of scary, isn't it?
And the world has changed in 13 years.
It has.
Nobody looks at the newspaper for a job anymore. You go to monster.com.
Or some such thing.
Or WisconsinJobs.com. Or a bunch of other jobs.com. And you fill in your resume, and a bunch of headhunters call you. And I've gotten, since I did that last week, I've gotten a call every single day.
Isn't that good?
That is good. I haven't been able to answer every single call, but...
That's better than no calls.
Yes.
Okay.
One was asking, I had mentioned that I had some classroom experience in .NET.
Uh-huh.
Which is a technology.
I even knew that.
And I get a call from a headhunter.
Uh-huh.
So, you're a senior .NET programmer, are you? And I go...
Not?
No, I'm not a senior .NET programmer. And I'm not interested. Thank you. So, it should be interesting. At least the process should be interesting.
Yeah. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Knock on
and knock on wood over there. Okay.
Things will go well.
So I will wish you luck on your search.
Thank you.
Okay, onward here. So, now what's coming up in our lives?
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, I got a couple things in here. Motivated women, let's talk about that real quick.
Motivated women, Crystal and I have, three episodes down? And
you can find it at
motivatedwomen.com.
Motivatedwomen.net.
Oh, excuse me, .net.
Or motivatedwomenpodcast.com.
Okay. And I will be working on episode number 4 after this. So stay tuned.
And the...
For those of you who will not or won't listen, whatever, to that, as an update on the Badger Cast, I am now down 37 pounds.
Yay!
Yeah, awesome feeling.
Now, I saw you twittering that
yes.
You are able to go to...
Victoria's Secret.
Da 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 da!
Oh, you pulled that up. Yes, I can now fit into what they have. And you want to pass that piece of paper over here? I forgot all about that. I went online to see what they had out there in style-wise. And I came across something that I just started laughing about because it won't work. Going through and you find the new bust-firming wireless bra. And I'm like, okay, so what does that say? Well, here's what it says. And this is where I laugh. The secret's out. 4 weeks to a firmer looking you. Introducing the only bra proven to tighten, firm, and enhance the appearance of your skin. All you have to do is wear it. Beauty Secret gives your bust a more uplifted effect in just 4 weeks. Stop with the... signals over there. Innovative firming and renewal treatments diminish signs of aging and improve skin's ability to retain moisture, resulting in naturally firmer looking bust area. Created by Victoria's Secret Beauty Lab, Beauty Secret is an unprecedented breakthrough in the world of bras, and now it is yours to experience. Plunge front, lightly lined, contoured shaping, adjustable straps, all for the grand total of 68 something. And I laugh because there is nothing, I am sorry, nothing in this world as you age that will make that any different. If it's going to sag, it will sag. If you have had kids, they will sag. If you have fed your kids, they will sag. They are full of shiitake.
Shiitake. Does that sag?
I don't know, but I like that expression from Red Boy. So there.
All right. Well.
Well, what?
We're at 55 minutes, so let's buzz through the Cheesehead Spotlight.
Okay. And that is?
Well, it is the end of July in Wisconsin.
Guess what? I think I know what this is.
It's time for...
The State Fair.
The State Fair in West Allis, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Fair.
Home of the Milwaukee Mile.
Home of the Milwaukee Mile. Runs from July 31st through August 10th this year. And you can go and find all about the State Fair at wistatefair.com. Now, what I thought we'd do is quiz you on some State Fair fun facts. And you can find these at the website.
And I haven't seen these, so do I get to answer?
You get the answer.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Some of the fun facts.
I'm waiting.
What do you think the State Fair 2007, last year, how many people went to the State Fair?
Is this multiple choice, or do I have to guess an answer?
You guess within about 100,000.
Well, so you're not going to give me any numbers at all?
No.
State Fair runs. I'm going.
It's 11 days.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
And you said within 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
11 days and 11 days, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Within 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good weather last year.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You're stalling.
I know I am because I'm thinking. I'm trying to come up with numbers in my head. Mm-hmm. So let's see. 100,000, 10 days, maybe.
11.
750,000.
Well, you're within 50,000.
Whoo! Good job, Julie.
The actual 2007 attendance at the Wisconsin State Fair was 801,420.
Julie gets a round of applause.
Yay!
Okay, next one.
Okay, in 2007?
Yes.
Within 100,000. Actually, within 50,000.
Okay.
I'll make it tougher.
Tougher.
How many cream puffs were sold? Now, cream, if you have never been to the Wisconsin State Fair,
you got to have a cream puff.
You have to have a cream puff. It is like going to Miller Brewing.
And having a beer.
And not having a beer.
Okay.
If you don't have a cream puff.
Can I insert something in here? Where I work, and I do it for all the hospitals, Bell Ambulance, one of the ambulance services in the area.
Will deliver cream puffs.
Every day of State Fair. We'll deliver at least 3 boxes of cream puffs, one for each shift, to all the area hospitals. I look forward to that because I always work usually through most of that, and I save time for that. So, okay, I got to bear that in mind too, all the free giveaways. And you said within 50,000, huh?
Hmm. Yes.
Hmm. That's cream puffs, 10 days. Let's see. 100,000 a day, 10 days would be a million, huh? Hmm. I'm going to say just over a million.
Not so much.
No? How much?
Last year, according to the fun facts on the website at wistatefair.com,
mm-hmm.
they sold 355,173 cream puffs.
I'm surprised that's so low. Okay, onward.
I'm looking at the next item.
Well, you're being too slow. You can't multitask?
No.
Well, learn. I'm waiting.
How many ribbons were ordered for prizes by the Agriculture Department for the State Fair?
Agriculture or everybody? Or are you talking?
Ribbons. Like ribbons for livestock, ribbons for
4-H, all those?
Blah, 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 blah.
200,000.
37,631. Now, there are not that many winning pies at the State Fair.
Well, you're talking about everything, though. I mean, okay, go on. I'm 1 for 4.
Okay. How many ears of corn within, it's under 100,000, within 10,000 were sold at the State Fair last year?
65,000.
95,000 ears of corn.
Okay, onward.
And
talking to the mic.
And I know. I got to look at the screen. And lastly, how many feet of paper towels were used?
Ay, ay, ay. I have no clue.
2,304,000 feet of paper towels were used at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Okay, I'm done with this. No more.
All right. So if you would like to go to the State Fair, it is reasonable. It is
reasonable what? Cost-wise?
Yes.
That's always been reasonable.
$6. I'm sorry, $8 to get in if you're an adult. $6 if you're a senior, 60 and over. And $3 for kids, 7 to 11. And if you're under 7, you're free.
Hmm. They get you in parking, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't remember, but I think it was like $5.
I think it was 10 to 15.
10 to 15?
Yeah, depending on where you're
parking. It is on the website at wistatefair.com. So.
Okay.
So, dear. Name that Wisconsin name, or that pronounce that Wisconsin name.
If I remember, the last time it was spelled K-E-W-A-S-K-U-M.
And we do have a...
We have a guest?
Voicemail from,
of course,
to guess? Barely.
He probably got it right, huh? No, not so much? Well, let's hear about Barely's...
Hey, Dale and Julie, it's Barely again. Guess where I'm in? I'll give you one guess.
It's not Kenosha.
All right. Just put a pause there because I can't hear what you're going to say. But I'm in Kenosha. Yeah, that's right. Isn't that this week's name, that Cheesehead Town?
No.
No.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Kenosha.
Not the name.
Kenosha.
Really. No.
Okay, bye.
No.
Okay.
And that was actually the second voicemail from Barely.
Oh, it was?
The first one was this.
Hey, Dale and Julie, it's Barely. And I wasn't sure, did I leave my submission for this week's or this episode's, name that
Wisconsin City?
Town? I think this one is Kenosha. Got to be Kenosha this time.
No.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
It's not Kenosha. It's never going to be Kenosha. So you can stop with Kenosha.
Oh, at some point it's going to be Kenosha. We're going to run out of K words. And cities.
Who said I had to do K's all the time?
Actually, the next Cheeseheads are...
Okay, is the next one with the K? I haven't looked at my show notes.
It is not.
No, it is not. So, Barely, don't call with Kenosha. You're going to have to pick a different city. You can call again.
We would love you to call again.
But not with Kenosha. So, this week's Name That Wisconsin... name, or pronounce that Wisconsin name, is N-E-E-N-A-H. Again, that is N-E-E-N-A-H. I'll wait to hear what you have to say. Okay.
Okay. What are you reading? Or are you reading?
I have been reading. And I've been, you know, I read a lot. So I have read Catherine Coulter's new installment in her FBI series. It was named Tailspin. Very good book. And what else have I been reading? There's several other books. I mean, I'm looking at the pile of books in the last 3 weeks, and there's like 8 of them up there.
Yeah, when I cleaned up the living room, I moved them all from all over to one spot.
Anyway. Some of them are just your basic mystery thrillers, you know, and some of them are the obligatory summer read, which is the hot, steamy romance. And, yeah, give me that look. But Tailspin was the best out of them, and that was a long-awaited one, and it was very good. She has, like, 12 in that series, I think. And I'm sure you can put a link to her website in the show notes.
If you give me the link.
I think I can do that.
Sounds good.
So what does that bring us to next?
Well, that brings us to voicemail feedback, but we don't have any.
We already listened to that.
That was Barely. Mm-hmm. But I just want to remind everybody that we will be in Vegas in 13 days.
Yeah. And 5 days without kids.
Yes. Mm. And that we will be attending the Big Show karaoke event.
Can't wait for that. I am like, that's like top on the list and then enemy. Because right. I think that's going to be a blast Wednesday night.
It'll be a blast. And I listened to the most recent Big Show today, episode 168.
And you told me he brought something up.
Yes. But. It's just a reminder to, if you want to come to the karaoke event, you got to let Aaron know at ihateyourshow@gmail.com. And he'll get you all signed up because he needs to get a number.
Yeah, so we all have chairs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Aaron at ihateyourshow@gmail.com.
Or you could probably direct message him from Twitter. or at Big Show.
At Big Show. Mm-hmm. Or if you would like, send an email to us at thebadgercast@gmail.com.
Or you could call us. Let me see if I can get this right. 206-202-2008. Hey, got it.
And you can check out our website at badgercast.com. And also check out the Red Boy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And hear the invasion of the Badger family.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find them at redboypodcast.com.
Uh-huh. You can get a hold of you or me on Skype or Twitter. I'm Don't Tickle Me.
And I'm Philosophy Guy. And I guess we're both on Facebook now.
Yeah, I just did that this week. I'm actually liking it a whole lot. I'm thinking as of tonight, I might go and expunge a certain other account.
What? The MySpace?
Yeah. You know, I've gotten more hits and hits that I want off of Facebook, and Facebook has much more applications isn't the one I'm looking at. You know, they have the different gaming games and stuff like that that you can do, and that interests me much more than MySpace. So, yeah, you probably won't be able to find me on MySpace anymore.
And we're on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Same names.
And Skype.
We already did that.
And to leave you with, after this very long episode, even after editing, I'm sure.
Yeah, but that's because of the Pizza Hut story, dear. And we didn't do a podcast in almost a month.
Almost a month. From the PodSafe Music Network.
And I'm thinking we won't be doing a podcast till after NME.
Probably not.
So what do you have for us for our closing song?
Once I get there.
If I'm reading this right, it's Ghost in Your Mind by Black Lab.
From the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com.
Or getting a hold of Black Lab at www.blacklabworld.com. I think you put an extra W in there.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
But until next time, this is Dale.
And Julie.
And good night.
Good night.
On a bus, in a dream, I saw you. You were beautiful, girl, in a dress I could see through. And the colors that surround you, like neon on the avenue, the people all around you are dust in my eyes. And I wanted to believe you, the lies that I could see through, but I never got between you. Ghost in your mind, yeah, the ghost in your mind. It's there in your eyes, there in your voice, but you're far away, you're far away. It's there in your eyes, there on your face, but you're far. How beautiful you could be to me. And the colors that surround you, like a prince had come and found you, picked you up and crowned you in the land of the blind. And I wanted to believe you, the lies that I could see through, but I never got between you. A ghost in your mind, yeah, the ghost in your mind. Is there your